producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
That you've come to the right place for conversation and information and hipsterization. Put the left
hipsterization.
Hip in, put the right hip in. You put the big hip in and you shake it all about. It's Jennifer Horn, my friend on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, here to help make your life better. And I can't think of a better way to have your life be better than to make sure that we kill. I mean, stomp out. You don't hear me use this term very often because I don't like it. I don't like going to war. I don't like killing.
What about flies? I hear you kill flies all the time.
I have done that in my history, yes.
Yeah.
But the dark act, which is a dark page in American food history, is moving into position. The idea of voluntary labeling, the idea that the government needs to tell you, or actually scratch that, that you need not know what your food is, where it comes from. This is an ongoing fight at the hands of the big agribusinesses and the chemical companies. And yes, Monsanto always gets blamed for this. Monsanto bad. Well, that's true enough. But there are plenty of other bad guys to go along and around and around and around. There are people who get that the various regulatory agencies are revolving doors back and forth from the government to their companies, like Dow, like Monsanto. Just look at them. I know you think, oh, Doug, you're off on another two. Come on, pal. Give me a break, will you? Yeah, I'll give you a break. I'll give you a break. All right, this will break you. You want to not have the ability to choose what you want to eat? I'm not telling you, I may say you're silly to go out and buy some of the garbage that's available at some of the fast food chains, but that would sound arrogant of me because it would tell you that I think I'm better than you, or some of you would think, oh, he's better than me, he doesn't eat at those places. Nah, you can make your own choices. I just tell you what I think, and you can react as you will or ignore me as you will. That's been happening all of my life to people, whether it's on the radio, whether it's in my own personal life. Some people listen and they like what I have to say, and some people don't. And so that's the way it goes. So anyway, this dark act, denying Americans the right to know, thus called the dark act, would prevent you from understanding, knowing what is in the food. Genetically engineered food, GMO foods, would be labeled. There is a pending law in Vermont that the government, through the Secretary of Agriculture, says will lead to chaos, Jennifer, to confusion. You might not be able to figure out, because you're too stupid to figure it out. The government is much smarter than you are, and therefore they can make your life better. They can, through their wisdom. They've done things so wonderfully well over the past 40 or 50 years that this is just another example of us taking care of you. Because we've ruined the education system, so you haven't gotten the education. Maybe that you're not stupid, you just aren't informed. You're not educated, and that's the way these guys like it. You're flexible, you're pliable. We can twist and turn your mind around to get exactly what we want. And so, what do we have? We have Donald Trump. Oh, wait a minute. He doesn't think the government's doing a good idea. And look at the support he's got, Jennifer. Gee, I wonder if the government really is doing a good job after all, and we ought to keep the people who have been responsible for the government to this point in our lives right there doing that great job that you're doing. What do you think?
I think that you're being facetious.
Me?
No, I mean, obviously, people realize that the government is... They're tired of the government hiding things from them and wanting to have control over our lives, wanting to have more control over our lives.
How could that be, then?
Obviously.
Because the Senate and the House are supposed to be representative bodies. They're supposed to represent what we think, the people think. How come they're going through with this dark act? How can that be? You mean the government isn't working? You mean things are not as they're supposed to be or ought to be? Here's Rhode Island State Representative Blake Phillippe, who has an idea that perhaps would fix the problem. See what you there. Remember, the DARK Act is to keep the states from requiring labeling of genetically engineered food. That's the key as we listen to this idea.
There's court cases going on through the United States which question the ability of individual states to mandate labeling in excess of those federal regulations. And there's also an act in front of the federal government. I believe it's passed the House but not the Senate, nicknamed the DARK Act. And that would actually legislatively preempt states from requiring labels for genetically modified foods. So if a court case decides we can't require additional labeling or the DARK Act passes, then this bill is almost a saving grace, because what this bill requires is that grocery stores post a sign that says, unless otherwise noted, everything contains genetically modified organisms. And I think that's prudent, because the Grocers Manufacturing Association said fully 75% of all foods contain genetically modified organisms. So I think it's safe to assume that most things we eat contain GMOs. And I've also found that things that don't contain GMOs, it's already conspicuously labeled as such on the package, because you can sell it for more money. There's a higher demand for that type of product. So this is something we could institute immediately. And it would be immune from court challenge. It would be immune from any federal preemption or the federal DARK Act, because we're not actually labeling the products that move in interstate commerce. We're requiring our grocers, to post a sign in their facility. So I think it's a good idea. Like I said, I fully support the labeling of products, but if we can't get there, this bill is a best second.
What do you think of that, Jen?
I think it's interesting. You know what I'd like, Dougie? Because I think a lot of people go back and forth about the food labeling.
Like
I know.
Would you like a Big Mac?
No, not right now. Thanks for asking, though.
All right, go ahead.
But in California, I know, allegedly, we voted down a food labeling bill. Even though I didn't know anybody who voted, against it.
Yeah.
But my question is, why don't we want GMOs?
$14 million to help in this, in the event that farmers...
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you get tied in. I mean, look, that's what Donald Trump says all the time. Look, I don't have special interests. These other guys up on the stage are beholden to big pharma, to big agriculture. I mean, these are things that you're hearing now. But why don't we want GMOs? Why does it make a difference? I'm asking you because I know you studied this and this is a passion point of yours. Uh-huh. Why does this matter?
Because the original... I always use, I think, as an example, a microwave oven. What the microwave oven does to the food that you put in it is basically rearrange the molecular structure. So it's not bad for you, but it does nothing for you. The molecular structure, as Mother Nature intended, we all are in awe of what the earth produces, of the things that are naturally part of what is grown in circumstances that aren't fiddled with, if that's a nice way of putting it, that aren't messed with, that aren't altered. And the GMO, the genetically modified organisms, are altering what is nature's best. You know, all these people that are worried about global warming and how many other things, the fossil fuels burning this stuff and going into the atmosphere, that sort of changes what's in the trees, what's in the grass, what's in what we grow. There are a lot of things that are happening, excuse me, that are maybe unintentional, mm-hmm. that are affecting the quality of the food. This is intentionally making the food more, I don't want to say prolific. Let's say it is aimed at getting bigger strawberries, more right. raspberries on a bush.
Those gigantic fruits right. that we see.
Exactly.
In the, but, and also,
yeah.
isn't it that Monsanto wants you to have to buy new seed every year instead,
yes.
of,
yes.
instead of being
yeah,
able to just plant it once and
it's, yeah, it's an insidious, incestuous world. These people want to control the supply of food, and they've been very successful at making this happen, to wit what you just said about the bill in California that would have had food labeling. They had the gall, the balsam, to buy advertising in California and tell people that farmers were against the Labeling Act because it was too much work. And then Tom Vilsack, who's the Secretary of Agriculture, basically says the same thing, because he's in the back pocket of the big ag people. It's, you know, that's where he comes from. So you've got a lot of people want, the locavore movement wants to buy things that are fresh and whole and not messed around with. If you decide you want to buy, I'm not telling you, I'm telling you you're foolish to want to eat that stuff, but I'm not telling you you ought not to be able to choose it if you want to. What this does is take the choice away from you. It takes you, the consumer, out of the decision-making process. And
well, it makes it harder for you know to know what your choices are.
Right, exactly. Thank you. All right, so that's where that all stands, and you can fiddle with it if you want. I think we have posted, didn't we yesterday post, facebook.com/good day and Twitter good day, I believe the information from the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Act on how to get to your senators. You could probably figure that out on your own, but man, that hearing is today, and it ought to be top drawer in our items of consideration and concern. 18 past the hour on good day.
7-Eleven now has these amazing new breakfast melts, and they're only $2.99. Bacon.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Our announcer decided to try the product. He was trying to explain 7-Eleven has two new melts that are toasted in-store, a bacon, egg, and cheese, and a sausage bacon and cheese. Both with thick-cut hickory-smoked bacon and aged cheddar cheese, served on an artisan ciabatta roll for only $2.99.
Only at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, only at 7-Eleven.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant sandwich deal today, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price participation vary.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Right now, Guitar Center is making it easier than ever for you to make music. For a limited time, save 15% on qualifying purchases or get 24 months promotional financing on purchases of $4.99 or more when you use your gear card. Save 15% on brand name gear from Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, Pioneer, Yamaha, Casio, DW, Pearl, Zildjian, and more. Or get 24 months promotional financing. Now through Sunday with the Guitar Center gear card, there's never been a better time for you to make music. Promotional financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or guitarcenter.com for details.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Our
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Thursday, the 25th of February, Jen.
Yes.
And in the late night slot, before we get to some of the daytime talk programs, let's go to last night, where mirth and merriment rule in the monologue. You like that? Mirth, merriment,
like that.
Monologue, alliteration.
Who's mirth?
Yes. Mirth will be played by Conan
and
O'Brien.
And his husband, or her husband, merriment.
Yes, exactly. and guess who the late night host are joking about? Who would you think?
Donald Trump?
Oh! Bingo!
After he won yesterday's Nevada caucus, Donald Trump said, quote, "I love the poorly educated." Yeah, Trump then said, "And when I'm president, there'll be more of them than ever." Look for that. We're going to get a lot of them going. It's insane. Donald Trump's wife is speaking out more, although she herself is an immigrant. Donald Trump's wife, Melania, says she is fine with her husband's tough anti-immigration stance. When asked why, Mrs. Trump said she had about 4.5 billion reasons.
Guess who Stephen Colbert was talking about last night?
Donald Trump?
Of course, the big political story right now. Last night, the GOP held their Nevada caucus, and the people in Vegas did what they do best. They pulled the lever and risked absolutely everything. And when it was over, it came up orange, orange, orange. Donald Trump won a huge victory, taking every Las Vegas demographic, Elvis impersonators, white tiger handlers, even master illusionists.
So these guys are having their fun.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me see what happens in there. By the way, this is all perfect because Donald doesn't need to pay. Remember, he doesn't pay anything for advertising. Hasn't spent any money on his own.
Really, look at these guys.
Right.
Their world surrounds around Donald Trump.
As is proven in the hat trick here by Seth Meyers.
Donald Trump won last night's Nevada Republican caucus with 45% of the vote, so it sounds like the people of Nevada are putting it all on red. Following his win at last night's Nevada caucus, Donald Trump told supporters that he won in almost every voter demographic and said, quote, "I love the poorly educated," to which they replied, "Us love you, Mr. Trump."
Yeah. Man, you just got to keep your
elitist
stuff.
You know what
stuff.
He was doing with that? Was right. Snubbing his nose at the political elitist. That's why he was saying that.
Yeah.
It's great.
Okay. So then these guys keep falling into it. Help yourself.
Yep,
Wendy
talking,
Williams,
guys.
The only person not talking politics yesterday. We'll get to Steve Harvey having Mrs. Clinton on in a moment. First, though, Wendy answers an audience member's question about dating younger men.
I'm currently dealing with a 26-year-old man.
And you're 34.
I'm 34.
Okay.
Prior to the 26, it was a 19-year-old.
I'm not judging.
Yes. My girlfriends are always complaining about me dealing with these younger men. And I just want to know, how do I tell them to leave me alone?
Okay, a 19-year-old is way too young. I mean, even though that's still a grown man, but there's something about teen being after an age that is just wrong on every level. As far as the 26-year-old, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. I would tell them, you know, leave me alone about who I choose to date. However, I wouldn't be, you know, trolling the schoolyard and then bringing these guys around my girlfriend because they don't understand it. You know?
All right. Steve Harvey had Hillary Clinton, and the best question of the day from Steve was, what's your favorite pizza?
Oh.
This is an important question. No flip-flopping on this one.
Oh,
at
boy.
All. Deep dish or thin crust?
Well, probably at this point in my life, thin crust. I've eaten a lot of deep dish over the years and enjoyed every bite of it.
Uh-huh.
Bet you
all
have.
Right. And so does that sort of bring you back to boxers or briefs?
Kind of. That may be the new boxers or briefs for women.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Boxers or briefs for women. What do you suppose Hillary wears? I don't think I want to think about that.
I bet she wears granny panties.
28. That's a darn good day.
What's your addiction? Pink? Blue? Yellow? I'm talking sweeteners. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Artificial sweeteners are non-nutritious because they have no calories, but they still make things sweet, and that's why you use them. But are they good for you? There's increasing evidence that they affect the hunger-satiety pathways in your brain. In other words, using them may mean you eat more at any one meal, and you'll eat more often. Exactly the opposite of what you wanted. Here's the thing. Large population studies do show people who routinely use sweeteners gain weight, and it's dose-dependent, meaning the more sweetener you pump into your body, the more likely you are to pack on the pounds. DCOC advice, sweeteners are not a substitute for real nutritious food, so cut them out. Every single one of them. I see no difference between any of them. Get them out of your life. I have. I never, ever use them. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one. A fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Now 33 after the hour, the Good Day program with my friend Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, put the H in there, Doug, would you please? Kara Silly Schillen, maybe we're trying to make her, we're working as hard as we can, Jennifer and I, to make her silly. That's why I put that, so she can, we just call her Kara Silly.
Because she's fancy.
Yeah, she is. All right, she's going to be our new sports reporter, too. We got to get her trained on that. We get reports every day. We got to get the scores. You know, Kara, you just run through the scores like 33-6, 14-8.
Just don't tell us what team, and then we'll try to match it.
I don't even want to know what the sport is. I just want to know what the score is.
Do they have to be the actual scores, too, or can I just make them up?
No, make them up.
Okay, yeah, sounds good to me. I can do that.
Yeah, much better than that. After all, most of the people we have in this program make up stuff. Jack Stockwell is here with us. He makes up everything according
to... Do it all the time.
Right, exactly. Does well for him. After all, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We're our highlight every day is to find somebody who will make up the most outrageous information and make it sound credible. He's my friend, and he's here in a moment, too. First, though, storm systems.
Storm
tornadoes. Where Kara's down in Washington, they had tornadoes west of you yesterday. Last night, after the tornadoes blew through, temperature rocketed upwards. We had the 30 degrees here on the farm yesterday, 35-ish. And right now it's 55. Kara, I'm guessing that in Washington it's at least 55, if not warmer, at the moment. And the wind's blowing around down there. Sky, have your skies cleared off yet?
Is it bad if I gave the same answer I did yesterday about the blinds?
With the blinds?
Oh, no.
So
here at the Doug Steffen Good Day Show, we spare no expense with Doppler radar. They just happen to be blocked by blinds.
But you walked into the studio 3 hours ago from outside.
I couldn't tell if the skies were clear or not. It was 3 a.m.
Oh, well.
But no, I mean, it stopped raining probably like 9 or 10 last night.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's not doing anything anymore. There's still standing water outside, but as far as, you know, it's not raining anymore. It's only about 45. I think it's
really
supposed to be a little bit cooler
that's
today than
here
it was yesterday, because it was like 65
yesterday.
Well,
you had the warm yesterday that we'll have up here today. That's basically it.
Yeah.
Going across the rest of the country, though, it's pretty quiet and will be much quieter today because that weather storm has blown off. But looking around in Virginia, Governor McAuliffe declared a state of emergency last night because of the tornadoes. A couple more people were killed. A little town called Waverly got the brunt of the storm. State police there, a mother and her child, I believe, two-year-old child, and a couple of, actually, I think there were three altogether, a husband and wife, if I'm not mistaken, in their 50s. I heard that or saw that. Anyway, a lot of structural damage to a lot of places, which happens during this is early spring, but it is, make no mistake, in Virginia and that area. I remember from working down there, I was so excited in February because things really started to grow. We're at the end of February. Grass starts getting green in Washington. Pretty soon the apple blossoms will be out, and we'll be having a big old time. You could actually plant a garden and be moderately safe into February 1st of March down in southern Virginia especially. But when you get up to into New York State and into New England, you still have to wait until late April, mid-April. We're all thinking it's going to be an early spring. One of my farmer buddies and I were talking about it last night in a meeting when we were starting to plow. And because there's really, after this storm and after the next couple of days of warmth, there'll be no frost in the ground. And if it dried out, we would start plowing. We would start getting and it would be fully a month ahead of where we were last year. Last year at this time, you'll recall, there was 11 feet of snow, even on my farm. We had 4 days of 35 below zero, and it was during this week and last year when all of this took place. The snow kept coming for another month, and then it was like the beginning of April and things changed, and the snow pretty much all melted. By the 10th of April, the snow was all gone. But I remember looking out this window, because I'm on the farm today, my fence around the field is 6 feet high. It was up. It was
Did
twice
Mexico pay for it?
The depth of the fence. Say that again?
Did Mexico pay for your
fence?
Yeah,
Mexico is paying for my fences. Yes.
Good, good. That's
good.
The way it should be.
Yep, you're right about that. So anyway, there was some storm winds and snow yesterday, actually blowing through the Midwest. Chicago airports were closed. I think the schools were closed in Chicago yesterday as well. 1,100 flights were canceled in Chicago at the two airports. Northern Indiana got the heaviest snow, really windy off of Lake Michigan. 18 inches of snow in some of these areas. But again, today, it's pretty much gonzo. But heavy storm. There's a prediction today that there will be 20 to 24 tornadoes from Louisiana over to Florida. Because Florida, yesterday I was talking to Meredith, it wasn't real warm, but it was windy. You know, that wind and heavy thunderstorms, that sort of thing. So it's the weather is something a lot of people are talking about with good reason. Also, your health and well-being, a lot of people are talking about that. So we'll get to Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is the forbidden doctor, with a lot of information about what you're eating and what you're doing to your body. The focus is on your health. From his perspective, that is the forbidden doctor's perspective, that's next here on Good Day.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Did you know Leap Day is coming up? Leap Day happens every 4 years on February 29th. So the wait is over, and so is your wait for savings. Everyone loves a deal, and now's a great time to give yourself or your family a way to save. Did you know for just $35 a month, Total Wireless provides unlimited talk and text, plus 2.5 gigabytes of data with service on America's most dependable network, all with no contract. And that also means no contract family plans, which start with 2 lines and 5 gigabytes of shared data across devices at $60 a month. And right now at Walmart, get a new LG 22 phone for as low as $39.88. Need extra data for your extra day this year? Total Wireless has you covered with the flexibility to add more data as needed. For just $10, you can add 1.5 gigabytes of carryover data that never expires with active service. So leap into extra savings this year with Total Wireless. For terms and conditions, visit TotalWireless.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, let's get to it here. Dr. Jack Stockwell at 42 past the hour on Good Day is a Anuka chiropractor, has the full spine approach to your health and well-being and his attitude on the air and with his clients at his he's got a large practice in Salt Lake City, Utah, a great clinic. People go there. I haven't been there as much as I haven't been there all this year, and I really wish that I'd gone up there, and I don't know when I'm going to get there. I'm trying to figure it out. Because I think that Jack and his attitude, the best thing you can find for an alternative, thus the Forbidden Doctor website. You go there and you see the podcasts, ideas that he and his wife Mary research, come up with alternatives. There are 65, 70 of these things there now. Hundreds of thousands of people going to the downloads. What was the podcast this week? What was the focus this week?
Animal protein versus plant protein and the arguments for both.
Really? I'd argue on the side of plant protein, as you know.
Yes.
You probably argue on the side of animal protein. Thus, we'd have a conversation.
Yes, yes, we would have a conversation.
We would have a conversation. And I'd win because I'm right and you're not. It's that simple.
I would win because the stomach is full of hydrochloric acid. Nothing.
Really?
That's designed.
So that's why I have, there you go, Jennifer. That's why I have so much gas, because I have.
That's it, Dougie. We figured it out.
My hydrochloric acid is vegan hydrochloric acid.
All right.
All right. So Jack has also, along with his wife and some important formulaic folks, put together, how do you like that? That you can use that, Jack, if you want to take it.
Formulaic
folks come up with the product, Long Life Energy Enzymes, and they got a thyroid product be on the market in a month or so. This, however, the Long Life Energy Enzymes on the market today, and you can get a load of them, literally and figuratively. All of my friends are on this. Go to ForbiddenDoctor.com. All you got to do is click on products, if I remember correctly, and look for this is something for your pancreas. It's for everything. Probiotics, super duper 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 duper. Save yourself from processed foods. Those of you who are going to not get in the way of the dark act, you're going to need this, because the crap that's around you're going to eat, you're going to have to mitigate it in order to live long and prosper. Anyway, get all the information on the Long Life Energy Enzymes on prospering. Yeah, you can get that there, too.
Yes.
Read all about the, you don't have to take my word for it. Just read, intellectually stimulate yourself by reading all about the things that are in this product, the Long Life Energy Enzymes, and then you'll decide to order it. Go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, click on the products, and click on the Long Life Energy Enzymes, and use a code DOUG. You'll get 10% off on your purchase of the Long Life Energy Enzymes. And sign up for the podcast as well. It is not for, that is, it doesn't cost anything, right? Can't they get the podcast free?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, okay. Absolutely. There's about almost 60 of them now.
All right. So the flu vaccine is supposedly 60% effective. I'm not sure what they're using for a yardstick, but that's what the CDC wants us to believe. What do you say? You're not a fan of, neither am I, of flu vaccine.
No, no, because of the contents that are in there. A lot of people think that in a vaccine there's some dead bugs and some sterile water. Mm-hmm. Actually, there's as many as 20 to 30 chemicals that are inside there that are designed to shock the body into recognizing something that's dead. Normally, your immune system wouldn't pay any attention to dead foreign material that you breathe in or eat or ingest or anything else. So these extra chemicals have to be put in there, and one of the primary chemicals in a flu vaccine is mercury. But the usually what they have is they have a sample of influenza A and influenza B, and they have to select from a series of flu strains from last year's flu season. And remember, these viral agents are always mutating. The things that will cause flu this season. I haven't had any patients in my clinic complain of the flu yet this year. I've been waiting to see it. Maybe that's why they're saying it's 60% more effective, because I haven't seen much of it at all. But remember, the flu viral elements that are out there bothering people right now are unique to this year. And so that's what they, what's in the flu vaccine itself is the last season's flu, because it takes several months to develop the stuff. And remember, these things are always mutating. The genetic structure of the viral element, depending on how they're made, are constantly mutating all the time, consistent with the current conditions. Mm-hmm. So when they say it's 60% more effective, boy, I'd like to know how, like you said, what's the yardstick? How are they measuring that?
All right, next item, 4 cups of coffee a day counteracts the risk of liver damage linked to 4 glasses of alcohol a day. 2 cups of coffee a day lowers the risk of liver cirrhosis by 44%. 3 cups linked to 56% lower risk, and yada, yada, yada. So cirrhosis is usually fatal, right?
Oh, yes.
Drink too much alcohol?
Yes. Eventually, the liver starts shutting down section by section, and then you're over with. Mm-hmm. You bet.
So you buy into this? You think this is
well,
study came out
you
yesterday?
Know, yeah, I'm still trying to go through that in my mind to figure out what the mechanism of action there would be, because coffee can stimulate detoxification.
Get that, Jennifer? Coffee can
stimulate detoxification.
I'm drinking it right now, I'm in good shape.
Yes, but it's also hard on the adrenals.
Coffee can.
Oh, coffee can.
Coffee can.
Okay. Never funny when you have to explain
TBI,
it.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, you know, coffee is able to, in some stimulate some detoxification, but coffee is also rough on the adrenals.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody that's going to drink 4 cups of coffee today risks other kinds of problems.
That's
so
a lot
you
of
leach
coffee.
All the calcium out of your bones with all that coffee?
Yes, because it's very acidic, and your body's going to take calcium out of the bones to buffer that acidic buildup. But if you're going to drink 4 cups of coffee a day, I suggest you be drinking that you should be drinking organic sourced right. coffees if you're going to drink that much.
All right. A story at DougStephan.com today linking Johnson & Johnson to cancer through their talcum powder that gets placed on private parts. And use it for both men.
But well, talcum.
This is for the woman. The damages are going to the family of an Alabama. Said again, Doug. Alabama woman who died from ovarian cancer caused by using baby powder.
Wow. Well, talcum powder historically has had asbestos in it.
Oh, really?
There you go. Yes, and Johnson & Johnson is claiming that back in the 70s, all asbestos was removed from talcum. Talcum is just magnesium and silica. I mean, it's a very soft mineral.
Why would they be foolish enough to leave it in, given all of the stuff, all of the lawsuits? My God, billions of dollars have been rendered to people.
Well, their problem
with asbestos lawsuits.
Yeah, the problem for Johnson & Johnson is the internal memos. Where there's internal memos that were brought forward in the court saying, yeah, we're aware of this kind of a problem. We're trying to make sure we don't do this or don't do that. When, in fact, it looks like the evidence is they did do this and did do that, even though they, at the time, they knew the material was dangerous. And so, and any time you place a foreign element in anywhere near mucosal membranes, especially female genitalia, it's going to be absorbed into the body. Right. Whether you breathe it in, or you swallow it, or it's in your food, or in the case of feminine hygiene, it ends up hitting moist mucosal surfaces, it's going to be absorbed in the body, and they find this stuff accumulating inside the ovaries. So, you know, I think the problem was the internal memo is what really hung them. So they knowingly produced a product that could contribute to cancer, especially build up in places of the body that would concentrate this material. In this case, it was the ovary.
All right. Well, there's something to be, I hope they're still not doing it. They're not silly enough to still be doing it that way.
Well, $70 million is a lot of money.
That is a lot of money. Jack Stockwell is here, the Forbidden Doctor. Check out the podcast and all the services at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Going to take apart some more, dissect a little more info on the Apple versus the FBI case, including what Tim Cook, who's the CEO of Apple, is claiming, and what has been claimed about Bill Gates. He'll be heard. Did he or didn't he say he supported the Federal Bureau of Investigation? We will find out that and other important items on Tech Talk in just a moment here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy. One of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Exclude service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
Right now, Guitar Center is making it easier than ever for you to make music. For a limited time, save 15% on qualifying purchases. Or get 24 months promotional financing on purchases of $499 or more when you use your gear card. Save 15% on brand name gear from Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, Pioneer, Yamaha, Casio, DW, Pearl, Zildjian, and more. Or get 24 months promotional financing. Now through Sunday with the Guitar Center Gear Card. There's never been a better time for you to make music. Promotional financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or guitarcenter.com for details.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
It does. All right, like 56 past the hour now. Apple and the FBI. Are you wondering what the story is here? Apple CEO Tim Cook says the FBI wants him to develop the software equivalent of cancer to unlock the shooter's iPhone from San Bernardino. Cancer, it would, if you put it in there, it would destroy the systems. And there's a lot of credibility. A lot of people who are in that business are agreeing with him. And one of them is Bill Gates, who weighed in on the issue. He says the reports in the news media he's on the side of the FBI are false.
I was disappointed because that doesn't state my view on this. I do believe that with the right safeguards, there are cases where the government, on our behalf, like stopping terrorism, which could get worse in the future, that is valuable. But striking that balance, clearly the government's taken information historically and used it in ways that we didn't expect, going all the way back, say, to the FBI under J. Edgar Hoover. So I'm hoping now we can have the discussion. I do believe there are sets of safeguards where the government shouldn't have to be completely blind.
Right.
I'm glad we're hearing from these guys. That's what I was going to say before he so rudely interrupted me.
Right.
Because I want to know other people that are techie, what they think about this.
Yeah.
Because, you know, 40% of the country supports Apple. I kind of waffle back and forth every single day because you hear a lot of misinformation.
I think that's a bunkum, too. I think there's more I see about it. Maybe it's because this is something that I'm strongly involved in. I believe that Apple is right and that they...
Well, I agree from a privacy standpoint, yes, 100%. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But what you hear coming out is that Apple has developed this kind of stuff for the FBI
before.
70 times before,
uh-huh.
And that with each new operating system, it doesn't matter what they do because it's obsolete. So if Apple's going to upgrade their operating system, which they will this year, why does it even matter so much? Those are the kind of things I have questions about.
Interesting also that the operators of Facebook and Twitter have been threatened by Daesh.
Yeah, ISIS on the warpath. Mm-hmm.
Right. Video out yesterday shows images of Zuckerberg and Dorsey riddled with bullets. And a 25-minute clip posted online makes direct threats to Mark Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey, claiming that Daesh controls more than 10,000 Facebook accounts, 50,000 Twitter profiles, and 150 Facebook groups. Whether they ought to be worried or not, but it's just more of the same kind of baloney. Quickly, MasterCard rolling out a selfie pay technology for this summertime so you can authorize online transactions with headshots. Users can install a special MasterCard identity check, take an initial ID photo, which will be used to create a digitalized map of their faces stored on MasterCard servers. Why do I think this thing is ripe for somebody really taking it? I mean, let's say somebody steals your cell phone. I mean, your iPhone. Wait. All right, 59.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.